What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today we're coming at you with another budget episode. Not budget. I want to drop this gem for you. First and foremost, do not call a budget, because that word makes people do this, tense up. That makes people get nervous. That makes people not want to talk about money at all. Okay, so going forward, we're not going to call it a budget anymore. We're going to call it a spending plan. A spending plan over a budget sounds so much better, sounds a lot less painful. So I would encourage you to begin to create your spending plan. And we're going to pick up just from where we left off. And I'm going to go into number 8 today. Today is the 8th. We're going to give you 3 quick ones, 3 quick hitters, but they're powerful and very beneficial if you put them into practice. So the first one is going to be track your progress, right? Track your progress. I once heard it said before that a dream not written down or a goal not written down is a wish. And from time to time, it's very important and very pivotal that you go in and you track your spending. You go in and see the purchases. You go in and see what the subscriptions are costing you. You go and see the categories that these things need to be placed in, because $199 a day, every day, will begin to add up. But then if you begin to assess and see, where's that $199 coming from? Okay, boom, boom. Okay, can I cut this down? What can I do with this? Then you begin to see how much you're spending. You begin to make the adjustment, and then you begin to save that money. I saw that because, in all honesty, I went and looked at my phone bill this past week. I'm like, my phone bill is $287 or $278, whatever it is. I'm like, why am I paying this every month? How much is it? What is this even going to? Somebody asked me, what is that going to? Why is your phone bill so expensive? Then I went in and looked, and then I remember when I bought the Apple Watch, I bought it on the payment plan, boy. So by me getting on the payment plan, I was paying like $30 a month for it, or $40 a month for it. And then I began to see, wow, in one more month, I will have paid that off. And now my phone bill will drop $40. I wouldn't have known that if I wasn't tracking my progress and seeing where every dollar is going, and ultimately knowing that, okay, I need to take a closer look. So track your progress. Number 9. Create a buffer in your spending plan. What this basically means is that you have a separate column somewhere that out of every check you put $5, $10, just in case something comes up, like a flat tire, in case something comes up like you need to get towed, or one of those random things that you don't plan for, because I believe it's 75 to 85% of every American lives paycheck to paycheck. So understanding that, it makes sense for you to create a buffer. So then when trouble strikes, right, the guy on the whatever commercial that is, that insurance commercial, Adversity, I think his name is, he comes out of nowhere and starts breaking stuff. So when that guy strikes, you'll have the buffer and the budget, and you'll be prepared to where you can make the changes that you need to make, but ultimately go into this account or go into this piggy bank to where you can spend this money for those things. And lastly, This is a tough one. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. This is a tough one. Cut your credit cards up. I know. It hurts. A lot of us don't have the best relationship with credit. A lot of us weren't taught how to effectively use credit cards. Some people know the system, and some people use them very well to get reward points. They charge it, they pay it off. They charge it, they pay it off. They get Sky Miles. They get bonuses. They get benefits. They get all these things. But some of us just get debt because we charge it. We forgot we charged it. We say, oh, it's interest-free for 12 months, and then we don't pay for 15 months. So then we have to pay that $19.99 interest fee, or $19.75 or 24% interest fee. And then we put ourselves in a bigger hole than before. Friends, track your progress, create a buffer in the spending plan, and cut up your credit cards. Unless you have a system and understand that I can charge this, then I can pay it off. I can charge this and I can pay it off. I'm in the process now of paying my credit card bill, but my credit cards have been cut up because me and my fiance, we sat down, we had a money talk. I began to watch her cut my cards up and it hurt. Okay. I'm not going to lie to you. It hurt, but now I'm not spending any more money on them. So it was definitely beneficial. Yeah. So friends, if you'd like to find out more information on me, go to JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. And also, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, be sure to go to Jonathan J Speaks. Type that in on every platform, Jonathan J Speaks, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and the page will pop up. I would love if you gave it a like, gave it a review, or even gave it a follow. And then be sure to use the hashtag SYSPod to make sure that we know that you're rocking with us. And the podcast page is SYS Podcast 1 on all platforms. So without further ado, my friends, this is TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?